Newsbreak podcast.
People's perception of, you know, you're sitting pretty close to someone, possibly getting your nails done, your hair done, and there's a lot of touching that's going on. And even, you know, if you're at a spa, you're getting massaged and, you know, so on. And I think that was the person's fear of the COVID unknown. But the role players within this industry done so much work behind the scenes to actually make it as safe as possible for people to actually go back, get your haircuts done, get your nails done. That's the biggest reason why it just took a lot longer for this uptick to happen.
Eventually, there was an uptick. There was a recovery to this process. Elaborate on that, maybe, if you can explain what that impact was in terms of that recovery.
Well, yeah, so what we have seen, and it's so encouraging, is that we've, you know, over the last year, the health and beauty stores, they're trading at pre-COVID numbers. A lot of them are trading well above those pre-COVID numbers. And what's happened is there's been, you know, small changes that are, you know, that, you know, some of the brands are bringing in into their stores. And that's what's actually causing this, I think, this uptick as well. You know, so your product ranges, you know, they've increased product ranges. And that's what it's been quite nice. Another thing as well is online purchasing. That is what's, you know, just causing a very big and, you know, good uptick in this.
You mentioned the e-commerce aspect of this. And given that the personal care and beauty industry is such a personalized one, how did you view how the e-commerce industry contributed to the growth in the personal beauty industry?
One of our brands, you know, within a space of about a year and a half, it increased their range from about, I think it was 3 or 4 products to over 20. And that's because there was a need for it. So we still go into store, which is great, to get the service. But when you leave, you know, you might just take something that's gonna be for your, if you're, you know, from a male perspective, for your beard. You know, a lady's side, you might just, it's a nice color that you want for your nails. And those are the products that are selling. So you go in, you still have the personalized service. However, you know, the product you're getting is something you like and you will purchase it, but you're still going to go back to store for that personalized service.
What are some of the trends that you have observed brands implementing to remain relevant post-COVID-19 and that we can continue doing so in the future?
Store sizes, where some of the brands are making their stores a bit smaller. However, by making it smaller, they maximize the space. They do a bit of a redesign. That redesign is getting new feet into your door. We've seen that this is attracting a different client base to go to some of these brands. Relocation has been quite big within the sector as well, where some of our brands are trying to move their stores closer to your anchor tenant within malls and, you know, the centres. And, you know, this just creates obviously more foot traffic that's going to come past. Also on that, on some of the sites as well, where they could have 2 stores within a centre, they're actually consolidating that under one roof. And this is just cutting costs as well, for the store owner as well.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.